being financially fit is such a pleasure. We're going to start with Bill Rouse. He's executive director of Got Your Six. He's a former Army major with over 10 years of service, including 17 months in Iraq, serving under General Casey and Petraeus while assigned to the Information Operations Task Force. And prior to joining GY6, Bill was political director at Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, where he oversaw policy and advocacy campaigns. We're pleased to have him on the program today, especially following our show last week. We did an hour show, Bill, where we encouraged veterans, both the active and former, to avail themselves of services that are designed to keep them from doing harm to themselves. As you know, and I certainly know, 22 veterans will commit suicide at some point in the next 24 hours. And so we're shining a light on this to see if we can't make some dent. We can't solve the problem, but we know if we get you involved, that means my audience, people actively involved, we can come up with solutions. Welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks.
This program, Got Your Six, is an alternative. It is a place to go. It is a good thing. Explain what this is.
Well, Got Your Six is a national campaign. And the national campaign is focused on bridging the civilian and military divide that exists in our country. And we do that a couple of ways. One, through empowering our veterans and strengthening the communities. And what we realize is that there are two sides of the same coin. I mean, you know, we have a decline in community across the country. And veterans, those men and women leaving the military, hundreds of thousands every year, have a unique value proposition to the communities at a local and at a state level to be leaders, team builders, and problem solvers, and frankly, lead a revival of community across the country, which very few other folks are prepared and qualified to do, like veterans.
And you know what? You said something right off the bat, and let's get that cleared up. How can there be a divide between our veterans and the civilian population? The veterans are us. We are them. These are our sons, our daughters, our wives, our husbands, our children, our grandchildren. These are us who have vowed to, who've taken the vow to come in and serve and protect us, right?
No, absolutely. And so it's an interesting question. Why is there a divide? Is there a divide? And what we know, obviously, you know, 1% of the population serve in uniform. But what we also know is that the issues facing our military and our veteran community are not too dissimilar from the issues that face the entire country. And so you mentioned earlier that 22 veterans die by suicide every day. That is, in fact, the case. But there are 118 suicides a day across America. And so the issues that we face as veterans are not dissimilar from the issues that face the broader community, which is why we believe there's a unique opportunity for us as veterans to stand up and to lead and to tackle these issues, because who better? Whether you've served in Iraq, Afghanistan, peacetime, wartime, it doesn't matter. A young man or woman who joins the military is given extreme responsibility at a young age and are set up for success. And that's why they're excellent leaders, team builders, and problem solvers. And so, again, coming out of the military and going back to our small towns and big cities, we have a unique opportunity to make our country and our community amazing. And, oh, by the way, it helps us individually deal with some of the challenges that we have through transition and ultimately empowers us, like your program's trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And the thing that you point out here is that many of these vets are young kids who came out of high school. They've not been molded in any other way except by the military, which does a wonderful job of advocating for responsibility and being getting your job done. And they come out and they're there. And if you just use them, understand who they are, and make use of them, they make wonderful employees. They're wonderful leaders.
Well, we are, and you know, there's nobody I you know put up against a veteran in terms of, you know, an ability to get the job done in very extreme circumstances. I mean, think about what we put, you know, some of these young people through, again,
absolutely,
regardless of their situation. But also it focuses on an interesting fact, which is, you know, and I spent some time in the private sector at a startup that was very successful in a larger firm, and it's expensive to train people. And when people don't stay, or when you hire the wrong individual, which is often the case, there's an expense related to that. And the great thing about hiring a veteran, specifically as it relates to our campaign, is you don't have to worry about that individual doing the right thing. Their value set is where they need to be. Their work ethic is where they need to be. Their ability to, again, adapt and overcome, it's all there, which is why it's important that we empower our veterans, because they do strengthen the community, whether the community is a company, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's a family. Think about our own family situations. You know, an empowered member of the family strengthens the family as well. So it is a unique opportunity.
It sure is. Look, when we come back, Bill's going to tell us what makes Got Your Six unique and what you can do to be involved. We really appreciate him being with us. Bill Roush, Executive Director of Got Your Six. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry, on the Radio America Network. Bill Roush is my guest. He's Executive Director at Got Your Six, former Army Major with over 10 years of service, including 17 months in Iraq. Didn't forget when he got out of service. Thought about the military, thought about these young men and women that we take in, train, and then, of course, we send them back into the communities. And that's where, I guess, Got Your Six kind of got your attention. Is that right, Bill?
Absolutely. I mean, Got Your Six is about getting ones back, and, you know, taking care of men and women in uniform is something I loved while I was in the Army, and I love doing it now that I'm out of uniform.
So talk to me. What is Got Your Six? Explain it specifically so my audience understands what it is and how they can be helpful.
Well, again, you know, we're a national campaign, and I've mentioned the bridging the civilian-military divide and empowering veterans and strengthening communities. But, you know, we do that a couple of different ways. One, we unite our nonprofit partners, entertainment partners, and government partners to make sure that we are communicating to the entire country that veterans are leaders, team builders, and problem solvers. Most Americans, based off of research, think that veterans are either broken or that we're heroic, when in fact most of us, the lion's share of us, are neither. And so we have to educate and inform the American people about the really the value proposition. And so we do that by engaging our entertainment partners to make sure that veterans are accurately portrayed in Hollywood. That makes us very unique. But we also leverage nonprofit partners. We have 30 best-in-class nonprofit partners who make up a Got Your Six coalition, and they're doing amazing work across the country. Organizations like Team Red, White, and Blue, Team Rubicon, the Tillman Foundation, others. And they are reinforcing the national narrative that we are persisting through our entertainment partners, and they're doing it at the grassroots level. But I think most uniquely as it relates to Got Your Six, we ultimately are focused on that resurgence of community that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, in order to have a successful country and a successful nation, we need to have an engaged community, folks who know their neighbors, folks who volunteer, folks who vote, serve on the school board. And we know that veterans are more civically minded than those who haven't served. And so we're trying to tap into that to bring a resurgence.
As a Vietnam vet, folks, I understand exactly what Bill is talking about. And by the way, the term Got Your Six is a military term. It's, I got your back. I got you covered. I'm looking out for you. So people who are hearing this, who want to get involved, tell us how they can reach out to you and then what they can do to be helpful, Bill.
Well, what they can do is they can go to our website, gotyoursix.org. They can sign up. There's a portion of our website that actually is dedicated to what they can do. And some things are really simple. You can read a book about the military. You can volunteer with a veteran organization, including Got Your Six, one of our nonprofit partners. You can also, frankly, you can go out and get to know a veteran. And that's one of the biggest things that you can do. And if you're a veteran or if you're a service member that's listening right now, get to know somebody who isn't exposed to the military culture. And just get to know them and build a genuine relationship. The best way to bridge that divide is through genuine, trusted relationships. And that's something we can all work on.
And I, well, let me just also say to folks, I don't know where we're headed as a nation in this crazy world we live in, but I got to tell you something that I believe is true, is that we're going to need our veterans in every form or fashion as we continue through this more interesting and if sometimes difficult time in the world. So getting to know a veteran, being involved with a veteran is a very important part of it, isn't it?
It is. And again, you know, none of us are born veterans, right? And so it's really important when we go back into the community that folks know that we're just like them, and yet we have a unique skill set and a unique opportunity. Again, whether it's through employment, whether it's through volunteer work, whether it's, again, just leveraging on the fact that we're great leaders, team builders, and problem solvers, and we want to serve. I mean, one of the best things that we can do as individuals is continue to serve, and frankly, that keeps us on track better than anything based on my own personal experience.
Bill, a pleasure to have you. Once again, tell us how we can reach out to you.
GotYourSix.org.
Simple as that, folks. Make a difference. get involved. Bill, thanks for joining us. Come back and talk to us again soon, would you?
Absolutely.
Okay, my man. Coming up next, James Lander. You remember him from Military Saves? He remembers you. He'll be next on the program. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry, on the Radio America Network.